Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She had worked the night shift at the nursing home for almost 12 years, long enough that the quiet hours no longer felt lonely. In fact, she preferred them. During the day, there were administrators walking the halls, families stopping in to visit, therapy sessions, activities, deliveries, and a constant stream of interruptions. At night, the building settled into a slower rhythm. The overhead lights were dimmed, televisions played softly behind closed doors, and the only regular sounds were the hum of oxygen machines, the occasional call light, and the squeak of rubber soles against polished floors. Most people imagined nursing homes became silent after midnight. They didn't. Someone was almost always awake. One resident might need help getting back into bed. Another simply wanted someone to sit and talk for a few minutes because sleep wouldn't come. There were medications to pass, charts to complete, and regular rounds to make. The work never really stopped, but the overnight hours gave her something the daytime never could. She had time to know the residents as people instead of names on a chart. Over the years, she had listened to stories about childhood spent on farms, dances after the war, marriages that lasted 60 years, and grandchildren who lived too far away to visit very often. She had also been there for more final conversations than she cared to count. Working nights in a nursing home meant understanding that some mornings a room would be empty that hadn't been empty the night before. It was never easy, even after 12 years. She had also learned that people nearing the end of their lives sometimes talked about things other people couldn't see. One resident might mention a husband who had died decades earlier. Another would insist her mother had visited the night before. Doctors usually had reasonable explanations, and after enough years, she stopped being surprised by those conversations. She listened, offered reassurance, and went about her work. It wasn't until one particular autumn that something began to feel different. The first resident who mentioned it wasn't confused and wasn't receiving medication that might explain what she was describing. She was one of the sharpest people in the building. The sort of woman who remembered birthdays, noticed new hairstyles, and could beat almost anyone at cards during afternoon activities. One quiet night, while helping her settle back into bed, the woman casually mentioned that someone had been sitting with her earlier because she had been feeling anxious. The nurse assumed she meant one of the aides. She checked the assignment sheet later that night. Nobody had been in that room except her. The conversation stayed in the back of her mind for a day or two before life moved on. There were admissions, discharges, family meetings, and everything else that came with working in long-term care. Eventually, she stopped thinking about it altogether. Then another resident mentioned the same woman. This man lived on the opposite side of the building and rarely spoke unless someone asked him a direct question. While she was checking on him one evening, he thanked her for sending the young woman to spend time with another resident who had been frightened during the night. He spoke about her so matter-of-factly that it sounded as though he believed she worked there. She gently explained that no one matching that description was on the overnight staff. The resident looked surprised for only a moment before simply nodding and saying he must have been mistaken. She didn't think much of it until the following week. That was when a nursing assistant mentioned, almost in passing, that several residents over the years had talked about the same woman. It wasn't something the staff spent much time discussing because everyone assumed there was a simple explanation. Residents talked to one another. Dreams blended with memories. Stories had a way of spreading through a place where people spent every day together. It made perfect sense. At least, it did then. Looking back, she couldn't remember exactly when she started paying closer attention. It wasn't because she suddenly believed there was a ghost walking the halls. It was because she began noticing that the stories all shared one unusual detail. The woman was never described as frightening. No resident ever claimed she threatened them, startled them, or even appeared unexpectedly. They all spoke about her the same way someone might describe a favorite nurse or a longtime volunteer. She simply showed up when someone was having a particularly difficult night, stayed for a little while, and was gone before anyone else arrived. At first, she dismissed it as coincidence. She wouldn't always feel that way. Over the next several months, she found herself listening a little more carefully whenever residents mentioned the woman. She never asked leading questions and never brought her up first. If someone volunteered the information, she listened. If they didn't, she never mentioned it. What struck her wasn't how often the stories came up. It was how similar they were. The residents described her differently in small ways. Some thought she was young, while others believed she was middle-aged. A few said her hair was dark, while another insisted it was light. Those details changed depending on who was telling the story. The feeling never did. Without exception, every resident who mentioned her described the same sense of comfort. They said she appeared when they were frightened, anxious, lonely, or simply unable to sleep. She never spoke very much. Sometimes she didn't speak at all. She simply stayed until they felt calm again. That wasn't something the nurse could easily explain away. She tried. She wondered if one resident had mentioned a dream years earlier and the story had gradually spread through the building until everyone unknowingly repeated parts of it. Sounded reasonable enough, but the more she thought about it, the less convinced she became. Residents came and went. Some had only lived there a few weeks before describing the same woman. Others rarely left their rooms and had little contact with anyone outside the staff. One winter evening, she found herself sitting at the nurse's station with another nurse who had worked there almost as long as she had. The conversation drifted toward unusual things residents had said over the years. When she cautiously mentioned the woman, the other nurse didn't laugh. Instead, she quietly admitted she had heard the stories too. Like most people who spent enough time in nursing homes, they had learned there were simply some things that didn't fit neatly into a chart or a medical explanation. Life went on much as it always had. New residents arrived, others passed away. Holidays came and went. The seasons changed outside the windows, and the routine inside the building rarely did. The stories, however, never completely stopped. If anything, she became more aware of them because she had started paying attention. One resident recovering from surgery mentioned waking during the night to find a woman sitting quietly in the chair beside the bed. She assumed it was a nurse checking on her until she thanked one of the aides the following morning. The aide had no idea what she was talking about. Another resident, who had been especially nervous after moving into the facility, later mentioned how grateful she was that someone had stayed with her until she finally fell asleep her first night there. No one on the overnight staff remembered spending more than a few minutes in her room. The nurse kept those conversations to herself, but then something happened that she couldn't file away as another resident's story. It was just after 2 a.m, one of those unusually quiet nights when every call light seemed to have stopped at once. She was finishing paperwork at the nurse's station when she realized she hadn't checked on one particular resident for a little while. The woman had been having a difficult evening, worried about test results and unable to settle down enough to sleep. She walked toward the room, expecting to find her awake. Instead, she stopped in the doorway. The resident was asleep, peacefully asleep in a way she hadn't been all night. What caught her attention wasn't the resident. It was the chair beside the bed. Someone had pulled it close enough that it almost touched the mattress. She was certain the chair had been against the wall less than an hour earlier when she had last been in the room. Housekeeping hadn't been there. No family had visited that late. None of the aides had any reason to move it. She pushed it out of her mind, quietly returned the chair to its usual place, and continued with her rounds. The following morning, before leaving for home, she stopped to say goodbye to the resident. The woman smiled and thanked her. When the nurse asked what she was thanking her for, the resident explained that she appreciated someone sending the lady to sit with her for a while during the night. She said she had been terrified she would never get back to sleep. But after the woman quietly sat beside her bed, all of the worry seemed to disappear. The nurse simply smiled. She didn't have the heart to tell her no one had been there. Driving home that morning, she replayed the conversation over and over in her mind. For the first time since hearing the stories, she found herself wondering not whether the residents believed they had seen someone, but whether they actually had. She tried not to dwell on it. Working nights in a nursing home meant living with enough unanswered questions already. People sometimes knew they were nearing the end of their lives. Before anyone else did, others spoke to loved ones no one else could see. Whether those moments were spiritual, medical, or simply something no one fully understood, she had learned not to argue with them. If a conversation brought someone peace, that was enough. Still, she couldn't stop noticing the pattern. Whenever the woman was mentioned, it was always after someone had been especially frightened, overwhelmed, or alone. Residents never described her appearing during ordinary nights. She seemed to arrive only when someone needed comforting the most. As the years passed, she stopped trying to explain it. She simply listened. One spring evening, a new resident arrived after the death of her husband. She had been married for more than 60 years and had spent the entire afternoon apologizing to her family for crying so much. By the time the evening shift ended, she was exhausted, but every time she closed her eyes, she became anxious again. The nurse sat with her for a while, held her hand, and promised she would check on her often during the night. A little after 1 o'clock, the call light came on again. The resident looked embarrassed when the nurse walked in. She apologized for bothering her and admitted she simply didn't want to be alone. The nurse stayed for several minutes until she seemed calmer, tucked the blankets around her shoulders, and continued making rounds. When she checked on her again an hour later, the room was quiet. The resident was sleeping peacefully. The chair beside the bed had been moved. It wasn't directly against the wall where it normally stayed. Instead, it sat close enough to the bed that someone could have been sitting there keeping her company. The nurse paused for a moment, looking at the chair before quietly pushing it back into place. She didn't think much more about it until the following morning. As she prepared to leave after her shift, the resident stopped her. She wanted to say thank you, not for the medications, not for sitting with her earlier in the night. She explained that after the nurse had left, another woman had come in and stayed with her until she finally fell asleep. She said the woman barely spoke, but somehow she knew everything was going to be all right. She had never felt frightened again that night. The nurse listened without interrupting. Then she wished her a good morning and headed home. By then, she had worked at the nursing home long enough to know there wasn't always an explanation that satisfied everyone. She also knew she couldn't build a career on stories that couldn't be documented. So she never wrote any of it down. She never mentioned it during staff meetings. She never tried to convince anyone that something unusual might be happening. But she also stopped dismissing the residents so quickly. If someone mentioned the woman, she simply listened. Years passed that way. Residents came and went. New nurses joined the staff while others retired. The building was renovated more than once. Rooms were updated, furniture was replaced, and the hallways received fresh paint. Through all of those changes, the stories never completely disappeared. They became less frequent for a while, then would quietly begin again with someone new who had no way of knowing anyone else had ever described the same visitor. Eventually, it was her turn to retire. On her final night, the staff surprised her with cake in the break room before midnight. They laughed about old memories, shared stories about difficult shifts, and thanked her for taking care of so many families over the years. It was exactly the kind of farewell she had hoped for. Before leaving that morning, she did something she had done thousands of times before. She made one last walk through the halls. Most of the residents were asleep. A television flickered softly behind one partially closed door. Somewhere farther down the hallway, an oxygen concentrator hummed steadily in the quiet. The building felt exactly as it always had. Halfway down the west hall, she noticed one door standing slightly open. She was certain she had closed it earlier. Thinking one of the aides had simply forgotten to pull it shut, she walked over and looked inside. An elderly woman was sleeping peacefully. The chair beside her bed had been pulled close enough that it almost touched the mattress. For a long moment, she simply stood there. Then she smiled to herself, gently pulled the door until it rested almost closed again, and continued toward the front entrance. She never looked inside the room. She never checked to see if anyone was sitting in the chair. Some questions she had decided long ago didn't need answers. Even now, years after retiring, people sometimes ask if she ever experienced anything paranormal during her career. She usually smiles and says that working nights in a nursing home teaches you. There are some things medicine explains very well, and some things it doesn't. Then she thinks about the stories she heard over the years, the frightened residents who always seemed calmer by morning. The quiet conversations about a woman no employee could identify, the chairs that somehow ended up beside beds in the middle of the night. She still doesn't know who that woman was. She only knows that everyone who ever spoke about her described the very same thing. No matter how frightened they had been before she arrived, they never felt alone afterward.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.